Hi, you guys. This is your pal, Drew. I'm sitting at the Krispy Kreme on Postal Inn with Heinous Bean Fang, who is scarfing down lots and lots of donuts as we sit at the table. For those of you who
The hot donuts.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
What is that, your eighth?
Sometimes, like, before a show, I'd stop at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah?
And I'd get, like, 2 dozen.
How do you do it?
And I'd eat a dozen. And then I'd throw, and like, I'd give a dozen to the crowd.
So you're a giver.
Yeah, so I'd want to, like, give the audience some Krispy Kreme donuts because they're so good. And they're hot, so I'd pick them up right on my way to the show, so they're still hot. And then I'd, like, give them to the crowd. I'll let you in on secrets. Sometimes I, like, do a trick. Like, I'll have a box of donuts with real donuts in them, and then I might eat one on stage, too. And then so that would be, like, 13 donuts I would have eaten. And then I'll put, like, a bunch of confetti and stuff in the other box that I had already eaten all the donuts in. So then everybody thinks, okay, they're going to get to eat donuts, you know, because only 12 people have eaten them.
But they know that they're donuts.
And then the band comes on and the music starts and then the box explodes and the confetti flies everywhere.
I like that.
That's kind of my famous Krispy Kreme trick, which I'm eating donuts, so it's hard to talk.
Why don't you eat another donut? For those of you who don't know who Heinous Bean Fang is, Heinous is a local rock legend in Atlanta, and probably, I guess it's safe to say, maybe the Southeast, up from Florida.
Yeah, no, originally started in Melbourne, Florida, back in 1991. No, actually, 1990, which turned into 1991, which 91 follows 90, in case you don't know how to add and all. And, you know, I'm eating donuts, so it's hard to keep my train of thought.
I'm sorry, I'm drinking
past
coffee.
The donut, but
they don't expect really good podcasts from me anyway.
I started a college radio station called WFIT FM 89.5 Melbourne.
Isn't that still going?
It's the radio station still exists, but about 1992 they like canceled all the alternative content and they went to NPR, and it really sucked because it was like the best college. It was like voted top 5 college radio station like 5 years in a row.
Really?
By Gavin. It was just like, it was just a tremendous, most tremendous place for, like, I mean, just think about music in the late 80s, early 90s.
The transition.
And it was just like, you know, it was all innocent back then. And then, but I'm still, you know, keeping it real, you know, trying to not sell out. Of course, nobody wants to buy me anyway, but.
That's all right. But talk about destroying. If you've never been to a Heinous show, things can get destroyed. I know that there have been shows with raw fish flying through the air. There have been the donut shows, which I would prefer to go to. There was the blood fest at some Halloween show one time. Blood was flying off into the audience. I'm sure it was fake blood, but it's...
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, fake blood is a staple of our show. I mean, pretty much every show has fake blood. You know, that's, where did I get that? Why do I do that? Well, you know, Gene Simmons is a hero of most all of us, so...
And he's still a hero,
you know,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's still kicking it, but, it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you're thinking, you know, if I was in a band, what would I do? Well, I would spit blood at the audience, you know, for sure, you know, so, I tend to do that, sorry, excuse me,
have another donut.
Then, as far as props and stuff that goes, if you're welcome to buy a copy of our record, Making It Nice for the People, if you see the cover on there, which I could put on your website.
Yeah, we'll put that up.
You know, there's the cover's got a bunny in the middle, which represents the innocence of the audience, and then around that is the. We have Mickey's Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mickey's Big Mouth is a staple product. It's what we use to ignite ourselves into a frenzy. You know, and you ask why Mickey's Big Mouth. Well, if you haven't ever had the pleasure of tasting one, it's traditionally has a large wide mouth bottle. Okay, and the idea with Mickey's is that it goes down smooth. It's easy to drink. You see. But it's a malt liquor, and it has more alcohol content. So let's say that you were at a specific university or someplace. You're drinking with a bunch of friends. This actually happened to me. I was hanging out at a college. And, you know, we had probably like a case of beer each, all day, drinking. you know, and then about close to midnight, we had to go on our last beer run, right? So the guy goes, and he gets a 12-pack of Budweiser, and he gets a 6-pack of Mickey's. So we all finish the 12-pack of Budweiser. Then we break out the Mickey's. And then, sure enough, as soon as we did that, as soon as you taste the nectar of Mickey's, then all hell breaks loose, and it's just this crazy. It's just a craziness. And that I prefer. And, you know, different kinds of alcohol produce different kinds of
results. let me ask you this. If you were to be approached by Mickey's Big Mouth to be your sponsor, would you sell out to them for
that?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Sure I would. The kind of, you know, also on our album cover, there's a Krispy Kreme donut. You can promote something that you're not getting paid to promote, and I think that's actually cooler, you know, to
right,
be like,
right.
Put a picture of a Mickey's on the back of your cover and say, here's Mickey's, and not get paid for it, just because you like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, what, you know, if Mickey's wanted to give us $1,000 a show and for us to tour or whatever, that would be awesome.
Talk about touring. You are coming up on a show quite soon, aren't you?
Well, we haven't played a show for like a year now, over a year. But
that was the Mars show?
Yeah, our last real show was Mission to Mars at the Earl. It was January 31st of last year. And
look who's here.
It's MC Negativity.
Smack it at you, baby. Let's get in on this.
Tell him who's just joined us, Anus.
Oh, this is MC Negativity. He's a guitar player.
That's not all I am. I'm not only a guitar player, I happen to do a lot of other wonderful things.
Like what?
Like eating the heck out of that donut.
I'll tell you. It's not time to make the donuts here at Krispy Kreme, because it's always making donuts 24/7.
I'll take a donut, thank you.
That's what they're doing here at Krispy Kreme, is making some serious donuts.
These are some sweet donuts.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Just that one sip there. What's in here? Liquid donut.
Now, hey, we're talking about the show coming up.
Yeah.
What's the theme of the show? What's it all about?
Well, basically, Black Box is a recording studio, a rehearsal studio, that's been in Atlanta for like, since before I was here, like dozens and dozens of years. And just about every band has practiced there at one time or another. Well, as like all of Midtown and In-Town, they're being asked to leave, and they're going to make way for a new office park. And so we're going to play live at the Black Box on Saturday, the 27th. It's kind of a farewell to Black Box. So coupled with the end, we hadn't played for a year. As far as the theme goes, we don't like to announce what our theme is going to be. It's always supposed to be a surprise.
Well, let me tell everybody. The last time I saw you guys was at the Claremont Lounge. I think it was a Halloween show.
Halloween, yeah.
Which
yeah.
was very, very nice.
Thank you.
And you have to admit, or you guys don't know, listen out there, but it's fairly dramatic when these guys come on stage.
It can be very dramatic. It's true.
It is a production. And when Hannah showed up, I think you were like in a white feathered shroud, and I don't remember what it was. You looked like a fallen angel, maybe.
Yeah.
And was there bread flying at that show? I don't think
no,
so.
No, there was no bread. I think that night we had champagne was kind of...
He broke a bottle of champagne
over Anus's head. And that was a good reaction.
We love that. I remember.
Yeah, everybody was like really into that. You know, who knew that smashing a bottle over someone's head would actually get such a positive response?
People love that.
People love that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah. So there's no telling what's going to happen.
No.
This come up. This is going to be Saturday night.
Saturday night.
August the.
It is at nighttime, right? It's not at daytime.
We're going to go on sometime around 9 or 10.
We should just not even tell them when we're going on. We should just show up.
But as far as I know, it's like...
So this is more than one band. This is an entire festival.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. I don't know what other bands.
She said Professor Griff, is it? From Public Enemy?
Really? Is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I know a little something about rap music.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I know a little something. I mean, I live in Atlanta.
Yeah, we've all...
I know how to make signs.
But has anybody rapped about Krispy Kremes?
Yeah, sure.
They better have.
I'm going to go
sure
to 50 the Krispy
Cent
Kreme. I'm going
to
get it.
Is probably all into that. Yeah.
It's like a dream.
T.I., I think I worked on a T.I. yeah. video. Where
T.I.'s down about Krispy Kreme. Yeah, he's always rapping about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's what he did in jail. It was his jail video.
It was his jail video, yeah. Yeah. It was making them under his bed, you know. Making Krispy Kreme, selling them out. Black market.
Black market.
More ways than one.
It is.
More ways than one.
The cream.
You could probably make a lot of money in jail. I mean, they have fundraising. Do they have fundraising in jail?
I don't know. You're just talking Krispy nonsense cream. Anyways. There's other things I like to do than just play guitar in the band. I mean, I feel like I contribute a lot more.
Like
that
what?
I'm giving
what
credit for. What you know what I'm saying? He's like, I don't know, Haynes.
He's bringing us down.
He just looks at me and just says,
like,
hey, oh yeah, you're just a guitar player. But I know.
He sings.
Secret
he
underneath sings the page, songs, yeah.
Dude. Wait,
I like to carry a tune.
Is this a riff? Are we capturing this on tape? Or is this a...
Is it tape?
It's not tape. It's digital compact flash.
Okay.
It's compact flash.
That's interesting.
It's flash.
No, he writes songs and he sings songs.
I mean, this seems
like...
I play
frisbee from time to time in the park. I like to throw sticks, you know?
Do you wear those little shorts?
No. Okay, I'm a pants man. I wear pants all the time. Matter of fact, I wrote a song called Pants one time.
Can tell you something about the pants you wear.
Right? I mean, you can tell a lot about somebody just by the pants they're wearing. You know, if you see this guy over here in his stonewashed jeans, you're going to imply certain things about his stonewashed jeans that relate to his personality.
Entirely.
See somebody in this khaki kind of stuff. Oh, maybe they have stain reducer, you know? You might know that he's a little more anal and he doesn't want to spill
If he's got a rip in his jeans, maybe he paid for that.
Maybe he paid for it. Maybe he used the sander. Sandpaper.
I've got sugar all over my belly. Yeah.
Your belly is full of sugar.
The sugar belly.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
I think we're getting...
Have you really eaten that many of those?
Well, you had one. Or I had one.
I didn't even eat a whole one.
Well, he was telling me about the whole warm-up before a concert with the donuts. Do you guys share in that? Does he share
in
that?
No, not usually. He tries, but we're all, you know.
Is he drinking the Mickey's Big Mouths and eating Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, that's his thing. And he normally comes up with a tasty dipping sauce, which is pig's blood or some kind of blood that he'll offer to the crowd. Won't offer us, because then there's bad voodoo within the band.
Like,
I understand. It's shared.
And normally he'll walk around and offer it. Every once in a while, someone has the balls to actually just kind of dump a donut into the... Or if it's a crystal. I've seen crystals used in tasty dipping sauce, you know, dipping in the blood.
You interrupted the flow. I was telling, like, a complete story.
Yeah. Well, I'm
about
not complete.
Mickey's and then Krispy Kremes and then crystals I didn't get to.
Oh, you didn't get there yet. Sorry.
You know, and then...
got in there a little late.
Toast.
There's toast.
Sometimes. And fish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mentioned the fish. I remember the fish. And we talked about the blood already.
Right? Yeah, blood, fish. I mean, it's not like an open page that you can just look at it and say, oh, these are the things that heinous. I mean, sure, you look at our old album cover, it's got, you know, illustrations of what would be, you know, a
heinous. But the thing
problem.
Is that they're hypnotized. They're hypnotic.
Yeah, they
see?
Are.
Well, I have to say, I'd say that the bunny rabbit is which represents the heinous crowd, you say. Because they're the little rabbits.
The innocence of the audience.
The innocence of the audience. Yeah. Are you there to bring us out of our innocence? Are you there to
I'm there to open the door. You see, I'm a door opener.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm not professing that I am the end of innocence. I am the door opener.
You're the gateway.
To show that more lies beyond the room that you currently inhabit.
Now, you know what? Run through the rest of the guys in the band, because a lot of people out there who have never seen...
Oh, that's funny. Can we make a phone call on the radio?
Probably could, yeah.
Or not the radio, but the live iPod.
We could certainly try.
What are we doing here? iPod casting?
iPod casting.
I read an article once in Wired magazine.
Yeah.
Dropping props, the Wired. Don't like your magazine very much, but anyways.
I like Wired.
Let's start with one band member that we actually haven't been able to get a hold of that just called me back.
Oh, really?
When I couldn't get a signal, so I need to
call
back.
Try to hold it
back.
Down here. Here's the mic, so just get down here.
Oh, this is Arudis Wasabi.
Wasabi?
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Arudis Wasabi. Arudis. I like to just call him Arudis. He's a little painkiller, you know? Right. Anyways, he is the drummer, and I've been writing music with him for many years now. And
but he refuses to play
He refuses with us. To play with us at this last show because, and I'm just, I don't know if I'm... stepping my boundaries here, but he asked me to go to... He's in another band now. I don't even know what they're called. They're called, like, Brandy Snifters or something. You know?
Something
I don't know
kinda,
what they're called.
Kind of highfalutin.
Yeah. You should know.
I should know, but I didn't go to his show, and he got upset and said, you know, MC Negativity didn't come to Brandy Snifters, you know.
So why should I go to you?
Why should I come play? And I don't know. I mean, I'm ready to go to Knives with the guy, but I want to make one attempt.
Okay.
And we might as well do it now.
Peacemaking. Let's capture
it. I don't know if it's going to be very peaceful.
You do that, and I'll keep eating donuts.
Yeah.
How many of you have? Jesus Christ. This is a really large
that is
box of donuts, guys.
Is that a 24 pound? Or 24?
Whoa.
This is a double stack of box of eaten out of.
God, that is disgusting. Okay, let's just see what he's got to say here. How are you, Rudis? You don't sound so good. You guys played a show last night in Dahlonega? You played a show in Dahlonega? Is that what you said?
Dahlonega.
I just wanted to let you know, just up front, that you're being broadcast over the radio live right now.
I do.
Are you cool with that? Oh, I'm sorry. I take
over
that back.
Here.
It's over the internets. You know, the infranet. You heard of that thing before? We're doing a live internet casting, iPod casting, actually. But it's not live.
No, it's live.
It is
yeah,
live.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's
anyways,
just go. Just roll with it.
I'm a little confused.
Well, don't be too confused, because anyways, just want to go to brass tacks here. You want to cut the brass tacks? Are you available to play a show on Saturday night with your old school friends, the Heinous
what
Bean
show?
Fang? The
Where?
Heinous Bean Fang. Well, we've got invited to play a show, right? At Black Box. There's like a weird buzzing sound. I don't know if that's okay.
It'll explode
or not.
If you hold it there too
okay.
long. You're fine.
Anyways, there's a show that's on Saturday, next Saturday, week from today, at Black Box, because Black Box is closing their doors and has invited Heinous Bean Fang to play because we're one of Bonnie's
favorite
bands. And, you know, to be honest, I tried to do it without you. I heard you weren't going to do it. You were too busy to go to the studio with us, which I'm in tears about, you know? I pluck little petals off roses every once in a while. He loves me. He loves himself. He loves everybody else but me, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's why I'm calling you up. Like, you know, I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah?
I mean, it's a pretty cool opportunity, but, you know, to be honest, it's a lot of work on my end.
It's a lot of work to get you into the studio down there. I mean, obviously.
Well,
we're
I mean, what's the deal with
the recording? Is we just get you in there, you lay down a solid track, you know, with all of us, we go through a live track, and then I've tried to teach people Nations and Mouthful of Bunny, and it's not working. Even old school. Freaking
Tungsten Side of Me Bingo.
Tungsten Side of Me Bingo couldn't handle it.
Who?
Tungsten Side of Me Bingo. Don't ask who, damn it. You know who. You know him
all
very
right.
well.
The drummer you replaced.
The drummer you replaced. But I'm having a hard time and I'm not feeling good. I'm losing Johnny, you know. I'm losing everybody, you know. They're not staying together. And it's a lot on my ship, so we just wanted to get you live on the internet and say whether or not you think you might be able to do this. For your old boys. A couple practices this week, you know, maybe three.
Well, I got a ship off plane on Thursday at the Brandy House.
With the Brandy Snifters?
No, I'm playing a show at the Brandy House on Thursday.
Oh.
So
you guys hear that? The Brandy House on Thursday. Brandy Snifters.
Nice.
Playing live.
Nice. Is that the name of his band?
Yeah, the Brandy Snifters.
That's not a joke.
It's not
no,
a joke. Oh. What's the name of your band?
Forum Vane.
Full on Vane.
Forum
Snifters, aka
Vane. Wait. Say it again one more time.
Forum Vane.
He's for them pain.
Oh,
I'm sorry. aka the Brandy Snifters, Brandy Room. Check them out Thursday night.
Rock on.
Old school Arutis Wasabis. Wasabi from Heinous Bean Fang will be playing that show.
Peace
anyways.
Out.
If you want to carry that Beanfang name with you, and you don't want to carry around a wooden leg, I suggest you think about what I'm presenting.
If you want
to
carry around a wooden leg, be at Pirate Palooza on September the 17th. And
you need to walk away from them.
PiratePalooza.com.
Anyways, Rick, give it some time. Think about it. I'm going to hang up with you and go back into this interview. But think about it, all right? Will you think about it?
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Call me back later. I'll call you back. Love you.
That was real convincing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There was a lot of bzzz the whole time. I couldn't really get away from it.
Does he have a lightsaber?
It sounded like he was holding, you know, a lightsaber there, but
it's probably feedback.
Anyway, so I think that went well. Don't you think, Heinous?
Oh, yeah.
He was real mad. I didn't know
the name
of his
band. Sounds like the same conversation we had 3 weeks ago.
doesn't want to lose money. You know, some people are about money, and I understand because I like to make the money. I like to make. I don't work two jobs at McDonald's for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? You look good in that hat.
You know, the way I look at it is music is a privilege. You know, kind of like Dr. Octavius once said, you know,
really?
To be used for the good of mankind, you know, it's a privilege. And if you don't do it, of course, he said knowledge and or something. But music.
That was when he was a good guy.
Yeah, you know. And Dr. Octavius, I didn't say Dr. Oct, you see. And, you know. I don't care. I mean, when we play a live show, I go into my pocket hundreds of dollars to throw Krispy Kremes and Crystal Burgers, fish, and oil, and blood, and stuff, and ping pong balls.
Can people request? Could we request something for the next show?
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe like pennies.
Huh?
No, pennies? No. See, it has to be soft because
you can hurt the crowd.
No. See, everything we throw at the audience.
Oh, they're going to throw back.
Throwing back at us.
We've learned that. Not only do they throw it back, Drew.
They come up with their own?
They pile them together to make
it. I'm making bread balls.
Like, imagine a slice of bread. Imagine 20 slices of bread balled together in like a dough ball. Listen, I'd love to stay and chat, but I know Hannes can finish this interview by himself. I've got a male prostitute in my car that needs to be taken care of.
It was great seeing you.
Yes. Anyways, good luck out there, Infernet people.
Infernet.
Well, that was great. MC Negativity?
You see, you know, why we call him MC Negativity? Because he's always the dark side of the news. He likes to cause trouble. Okay, so Hannes Beanfang, that's me, lead singer. We got MC Negativity on guitar and sometimes sings and whatnot. We have Johnny Mahumba also on guitar. We have Throbbing Non-Toxic on bass. We have Arutis Wasabi on drums.
Maybe.
Sometimes we play with our former drummer, which is Tungsten Sodomy Bingo. And then we have the legendary Armadillo Nosebleed on trombone, theremin, and keyboard. He can play just about any instrument known to man.
So here at the end, maybe it would be good to have you take us out with something a cappella.
There's one I like to sing in the car when I'm driving. But basically, it's a good road trip song. I can sing it to you if you like. Here it goes.
At the Krispy Kreme. Live at the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, so I have to hold the Krispy Kreme while I do it. And then as soon as I'm done, I will eat it. Okay, you ready? My shadow follows me everywhere that I go. But sometimes I don't want to go where he goes. So I go my separate way, and I don't know what to say, cause I'm incomplete when I decide to go without my shadow.
That was awesome.
Hey, that's what I'm doing.
And there goes the donut. And we're out of time, kids, so thanks for joining your pal Drew here out at the Krispy Kreme on Postalian with Hannes Beanfang. You guys keep on rocking and show up to the show at the Black Box Theater off of Krog Street, I believe.
Yeah, it's at the end of Krog Street, on the opposite end of the Krog Street Tunnel, in Emden Park.
And I'll have directions on the website.